Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jackie Moore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Nosek. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Plyce. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Plyce. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nosek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Demeter moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Virals reaches second base with a double. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nosek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a pop-up towards the mound. Plyce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive towards third. Word reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Plice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verals is hit by the pitch. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lolick moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Lolick moves to third. Word moves to second. Jim Perry now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lolick scores. Word scores. Lump moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lolick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jim Perry. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Ver Alse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ver Alse moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ver Alse scores. Nasek moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Word fields it, tags Oliva and throws to first to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stigman. Lump moves to third. Demeter moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Lump scores. Demeter moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demeter tags and scores. Kaline tags and moves to third. Horton tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Sevcik now catching. Jerry Fose now pitching. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ron Nischwitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nischwitz strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Moore settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moore. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Terry Fox now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins misplays the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Kaline moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Horton moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore bunts towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline scores. Horton moves to third. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Terry Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. John Sevcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sevcik strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.